Good morning, good morning, happy Wednesday to you all. It's Mr. Ryan Worley checking in for yet another segment of Authentic Smile. On behalf of Authentic Smile, of course, I want to say peace, love, blessings, and positivity to you all. I hope you guys are enjoying the morning, this beautiful morning, 75 degrees outside, which is lovely because yesterday was three digits yesterday, very, very hot. And this is the Bay Area weather that I totally love, and I know you guys from the Bay love it too. I hope you guys are conquering all the goals you set out to accomplish today thus far. It's going to be a great day. Great day. With that being said, today's message, how do we get up every day and become motivated to conquer what we need to conquer? How to get up every day motivated and inspired to conquer what we want to conquer every single day? So, waking up is not always a breeze for most of us. Waking up is not always a breeze for most of us. Waking up is sometimes a dreadful thing. And waking up, you know, not appreciating the day or being grateful for the opportunity to actually wake up and get things done in a day, it happens to the best of us. It's safe to say that I don't feel that anymore. I'm pretty motivated every single day, every single moment of my days now. I'll be honest, I'm coming from, you know, a past of depression and you know, like we all are, confusion and, you know, just like not motivated at all, not inspired by anything at all. So it's easy for me to say that, and I know it's maybe a little difficult for some of you out there to even wrap your head around today's message, but I do want to help you guys out by just letting you know a few tips and giving my perspective of how, you know, how to muster up that motivation and inspiration for your days when you wake up. And for starters, that makes me want to just say, you know, wake up. You have the opportunity to wake up every day and you open your eyes wherever you're laying your head. Just wake up and say thank you. It's something that I've been trying the last few years, and it's been working for me. Just a tip. You wake up, you say thank you, you put your feet on the ground, and you realize how grounded you really are, and how things actually feel for you in that moment of waking up in the morning. And that's very important to kind of just check in with yourself, you know, make sure you're, you know, stretch a little bit, sit down and put your feet on the ground and just say, thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. You know, verbally expressing your gratitude is probably one of the most important things in shifting your mind to become motivated every day. It's verbally, it's being verbal, you know, hearing the words come out of your mouth, followed by a couple of deep breaths and you know, a cup of water. A lot of people like to drink coffee, juice, sugar, or whatever in the morning. A smoothie is fine. You know, whatever your niche is, that's totally fine. But whatever it is you have that makes you feel great or makes you feel accomplished and motivated or inspired in that moment, you have to use those little tools and those little resources to keep building on your day. So most people wake up and they get, you know, right to it. They brush their teeth, they wash their face, they get their coffee, they read their paper, they check their blogs, they do their thing, right? Whatever it is that you do, again, that's a positive for you, make sure you build on those things. And this is how you can muster up that motivation for the day. We're all inspired by certain things. And sometimes I understand that it's hard to even know what you're inspired by sometimes, but that has to change because inspiration is the sister and the cousin to motivation to me. It's that close. You know, it's like a blood relationship. It's a blood relationship in the mind, you know, motivation and inspiration. You can't have one without the other. And what is important about building on the things that make you feel good every morning when you wake up, if there's anything, is it allows you to see, you know, have a vision for what your day is going to look like, or it allows you to automatically like plan out some goals that you want to accomplish that day. We all are very busy in our lives, I'm sure, and there's a lot of things that we want to accomplish a lot of the time, and we try to do it. Where we fail is we try to do it all in one day, and we always, you know, I'm guilty of this too. It's like, man, there's not enough time in a day. But the way that I look at it now, there's enough time in the day to get the things done that you need to get done for that day, you know? And once you start taking that into account in your life, it'll balance you out, and you'll literally just start, you'll start living a more balanced life and more harmonious life, because you'll be able to have these things that you didn't accomplish the day before, so you can just kind of put it on the to-do list for the next day and the next day and the next day. Now you have a process of waking up every day motivated for something, and you can just start there. Another thing that I can give you guys in terms of a tip, and you guys heard me say this recently and in the past, reading and writing, writing in a journal, writing your thoughts out, telling yourself something that will motivate you for today. You know, waking up and eating a slice of humble pie and just saying, hey, I am where I am today. You know, writing that down. I am where I am today for a reason, and I'm right where I need to be. And I have the clarity and the vision to keep building on what it is that I'm appreciating at that moment. It's very hard not to live in the future. Because the future is the future, right? It hasn't come yet. So once we take our mind from that as well, you know, thinking about how the outcome of something that has not even taken place yet, that can take you to a whole different place in your mind of feeling like not motivated, because you're like, man, I didn't accomplish that yet. I haven't accomplished what I see myself accomplishing yet. So it's more of a just make sure you appreciate the moments, man, and you really take that time to sit and breathe and collect your thoughts and be with yourself, and to make sure you're mentally together before you even take your first step, you know, in the day. The last thing that I want to give you guys in terms of building motivation for yourself is, and this helped me, this is just, again, my perspective and a tip, some tips that helped me develop this mindset. The night before, if you're a TV watcher, watch something positive. Watch something that's tailored towards the next day for you. If you watch something that's kind of disturbing or sad or mad or angry or high intensity or high in drama or whatever the case is, it will affect your sleep and it will affect your morning, because the subconscious mind only knows what it has taken in, you know, the minute before or the hour before or the night before or the day before, a week before, a year before. And this is what the challenge is every day, is like not living in the past, right? You guys heard me talk about this yesterday. You can't live in the past so much, because it blocks the moment. It blocks the moment from you. So with that being said, guys, pay attention to what you are feeding your mind with before you go to bed at night. Check in with yourself in the morning. Open your eyes, say verbally, communicate with yourself out loud. Thank you for the day. Thank you for these moments. Thank you for life. Thank you for a great night's sleep. You know, verbally talk to yourself, communicate it so you can hear it. And then lastly, you know, write things down, read about certain things and or listen to a certain music or whatever it is that gets you going every single day. Make sure you build on those things, you know. And it's very important to recognize what it is that makes you happy or fulfilled, I'll say, in the moment that you, you know, either buy something or do something every day, or whatever's a part of your routine. It's very important to see what that is and to know what those things are, because you can build on those things, and that's what's going to get you to the next level of feeling motivated every day. So with that being said, guys, have a great day ahead. Thank you guys for tuning in to Authentic Smile. Again, if you guys want to tap in with the details of my world, follow me on Instagram at RyanLWorley_. And I try to practice what I preach, and I'm doing a heck of a job at it. I give myself a pat on the back. That's awesome. But I say that in the most humbling way possible, because I wasn't always this way. So I'm glad to be a vessel for you guys out there who are listening to Authentic Smile and support me and the brand. And I thank you guys so much. Please excuse the big truck there. I'm actually in my car this morning. But you guys have a great day. Thank you guys for tuning in. And love is love, peace is love. And do not forget to pray first. Authentic Smile out. Peace.